Hail, Hear OS Reviews, you're watching our unboxing and first impressions look at the red edition of the Meizu Pro 7. This is a phone that was released actually a few months ago, so it's not completely new to the market, but one of the benefits is the price has come down, and you can now find this for around $290 online, which makes it a pretty good deal for a highly unique and innovative smartphone. Meizu is also one of the better Chinese brands in my opinion as far as creating original devices, and they use Flyme OS. The Pro 7 and the Pro 7 Plus are unique phones because they actually have a secondary display on the back as a quick refresher. It's a 2-inch AMOLED panel that can be used to display notifications, so when the phone is turned over, you can still interact with it to play songs, look at weather updates, things like that, which is actually pretty cool conceptually. The phone also has dual cameras, so it can capture bokeh-looking images. It has 12-megapixel sensors and a 16-megapixel camera for selfies on the front. It has 4 gigs of built-in RAM, and the processor is either the Helio P25 or the Helio X30, and that's either an octa-core or a deca-core chipset depending on the version that you pick up. So peeling back this plastic wrap, again, a very interesting looking box. It reminds me of a book, and it just says the Pro 7 Meizu, and on the top it says Meizu Design, and we can hopefully open it up by peeling off this tape on the front, and that should allow us to slide open the compartment like this. Again, made out of plastic, and inside we have another box. So there's an inner compartment, and setting this off to the side, we have the phone sandwiched in between this little box inside, which is a very unusual way of presenting the phones, but again, very unique. Again, we have the Meizu design logo, we have a SIM ejector tool, we can pull out the phone, which in this red color is extremely vibrant and colorful. So we have another few compartments inside of here. There's actually the case, so there's a free included case, which is a nice little bonus. It's made out of an acrylic plastic, and it has that cutout for that 2-inch display on the back. There's also a USB Type-C charging cable. It supports quick charge, and we have various documentation guides. It looks like printed in Chinese as well as in English for inserting our SIM, things like that. And we also have the charger, but there are no headphones, it looks like, included with the Pro 7. Coming back to the phone now, again, a very vibrant shade of red. If we peel back this protector on the back, again, we have that 2-inch touch screen, which is an AMOLED panel, that dual camera setup with dual tone LED flash. This is a unibody phone, as you'd expect from a flagship product, and it feels extremely well made. We have just embedded antenna bands on the top and the bottom, and we also have the USB Type-C. There is a standard headphone port, which is nice to see. Meizu actually started off about 10 years ago making MP3 players and MP4 players, so they aren't also known for making quality audio devices, so hopefully the sound quality of this will also hold up. There's also a speaker. It's a very slim device. The side also has a volume rocker, a dedicated power key. On the top, there's just a microphone, and on the other side, there's nothing at all. On the front, we have access to a fingerprint scanner, a front-facing 16-megapixel camera, and a 5.2-inch full 1080p AMOLED display. So it's going to be sufficient, I think, for most folks as far as having a large enough screen size for interacting, but it's also not quite as large as a phablet, which makes holding it a bit more challenging, so it fits well in the hand. Here's the LG G5, which has a 5.3-inch display, and you can see that the Meizu is considerably smaller just because it doesn't have quite as large of a chin, because LG had to use a modular chin for their design back then. But you get the idea, the size is pretty similar in terms of that overall footprint. It's not quite as elongated as some of the newer crop of phones with 18:9 or 2:1 aspect ratios, maybe having a slightly larger screen to body ratio, but this one still is, overall, I think, pretty attractive looking. It's a classic looking design. Alright, so let's set up our region, and the font size is quite large, it seems like, on Flyme OS. We have relatively small bezels on the left and the right, just larger on the top and the bottom. Again, more of a slightly older slash more classic design than what we see today, but nonetheless, it still looks pretty attractive. Let's try adding our fingerprint onto the scanner on the front, and it seems to be quite sensitive. There's haptic feedback, so the phone physically vibrates whenever you tap on it. We have a prompt for the secondary display, which we can activate simply by flipping over the phone. It has an accelerometer, of course, or I can also double tap to activate the screen. Again, a very nice looking panel in terms of contrast because it's AMOLED, and there's also that Meizu logo on the bottom. Overall, it looks like a pretty elegant and distinctive design from the rear. Definitely very different looking from any stock experience. All the icons are very flat looking, and there's no consolidated app tray, so all of our apps are scattered on unlimited pages, which we can populate with more programs and widgets as we download more. So a little bit, again, reminiscent of iOS in that sense, and we can drag down to have the notification shade, and I believe you can also access this menu just by using the gesture of swiping up from the bezels to the top. So that's a motion that we also see now in the iPhone 10, along with in the original HP and Palm Pre. So it's nice to see that also come into an Android device. We also have, again, pretty custom looking software for most of the apps that have been redesigned by Meizu to feel more cohesive, including the gallery, along with, you know, music player, video player, things like that, utility tools. And you'll notice that there aren't any additional kind of capacitive keys down below on the chin. That's because the fingerprint scanner can also physically press down like a real key or a button that you can use to, you know, long hold to activate things like Google Now. I can tap once to go back home. So there's a lot of elegance in terms of how everything is done just using this one button. Otherwise, we do have a handful of additional utilities like a sound recorder built in, and you do still have the standard Google apps, including Chrome, Maps, YouTube, and access to the Play Store for downloading more content. So that's more or less our hands-on first impressions and unboxing look at the very distinctive, eye-catching, unique Meizu Pro 7. The red color here really pops. It's definitely a distinctive phone. If you're tired of seeing the same old Android devices, then this might be a phone to consider now, especially since the price has come down a little bit, and we still have a set of premium features that should satisfy most users. We'll have to do more testing to find out, but for now, it looks like a pretty promising device, and stay tuned for our full review coming out soon. Thanks for watching this unboxing first impressions look at the red edition of the Meizu Pro 7.